This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know, hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, are we about to go to war again in Iraq? If so, are we prepared to stay there for 1,000 years? We'll go live to Iraq, speak with an expert. Another school is exposed for a serious lack of judgment. There are more sharks out there than even the experts thought. And you are finally going to get into shape thanks to a new app. And a hard body fitness coach will join us live. Let's meet the friends. She's a hard body. And in the newsroom today, it's Jennifer Bjorklund.
Well, a new Picasso has been discovered, and it's been, well, hanging in a museum and being stared at for years. How did no one notice it?
Opening the morning paper with a sledgehammer, it's Jay Capodonia.
Pandemonium in the streets, Phil! It's not a World Cup protest, but people are ticked. The price of a delicious California Maystay is going up.
Uh-oh. And he doesn't need a fitness coach. It's Chris Martin.
Phil, the World Cup match between Brazil and Mexico is on. We'll have all the details.
Ah, all right. Loving the World Cup. I'm a bandwagon soccer guy. But let's get things started here. And Jennifer, you tell me this Picasso's been hanging in the museum and nobody noticed for how long?
Oh, for like ever, until just very recently. Maybe about, 5 years or so ago, they started noticing something was strange about this painting. The art experts have found a hidden painting, and it's right underneath one of Pablo Picasso's first masterpieces, The Blue Room. They use some infrared imagery to reveal a bow-tied man with his face resting on his hand, and his hand has three rings on it. He actually painted over it.
He wasn't happy with it, obviously.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. They say that a lot of times these masters, when they were just getting going, and honestly, right before the Blue Period, he wasn't a really successful artist. They would just get ideas and just need to keep painting. So they just grab whatever canvas was around and say, I guess I'll paint over this one.
Maybe one of his least favorite ones. Maybe he was low on money and there wasn't an art supply sale at Michael's that week.
That's exactly what they say.
I don't think they had Michael's back then.
They didn't have that?
I think they don't. And they didn't have that big 2-for-1 sale or the 5-cent framing thing that they do now. Otherwise, there'd be way, way more Picassos. But yeah, that's what actually the curator, Susan Behrens, told the Associated Press. When he had an idea, he just had to get it down and realize it. So they think he probably hurriedly painted over another completed painting. And now they just really kind of want to know what the painting was of and who it is. It's a pretty clear image. And they're thinking maybe it was a self-portrait.
This begs the question, how many more are out there like this?
I know, it does, doesn't it? And I think they do tend to look very closely at a lot of paintings. Because remember that one last week or so, we were talking about the big dead whale that had been painted over? What they end up doing is they look really closely at the brush strokes. And if some of them are going a strange way that doesn't go along with the pattern of the art, they think maybe something's up. Maybe those brush strokes are left over from an earlier image underneath.
Yeah, and you know what? It begs the other question, too. Blue Room? Guy with his hand on his chin.
Yeah.
You got to bring out the turpentine and start taking off the Blue Room and looking at the other one? Or do you just keep using the infrared?
I think you just keep using the infrared because that thing is a masterpiece. But think about it. You get a 2-for-1 if you ever buy that painting.
Yeah. All right. Now we're out swimming in the Pacific Ocean, wondering when it's coming, when the great white circling beneath us is going to come up and have us for a tasty lunch.
But
the odds are getting better for that to happen, aren't they?
The odds really are. And, you know, back in 2011, there were alarmingly low numbers of great white sharks. I think it was like 219. They counted the adult great whites along the Central California coast, just 219 of them. And everybody was really concerned about it. So they're protected and they're endangered and all that kind of stuff. Now the only thing that's alarming is the number of baby sharks swimming around out there. Because you know what else is protected? All the stuff that those sharks like to eat.
Oh, wonderful.
So now, some of the shark experts said they did a double take when they saw the Stanford research calculating the total number of adult sharks at 219. So they went and did their own count. More than 2,000 and likely rising. So, you know.
Not endangered.
Not safe to go back in the water.
We're endangered, but the great whites, not.
Exactly.
Apparently. Now, this guy, something else, part of his body, he says, was endangered and remains in danger.
Yeah, this is a story just for Jay, because I can hear him laughing already, because I know you love these stories.
This poor guy,
because you chuckle whenever we have to talk about man parts or lady parts, especially man parts you think are
well,
funny.
They're hilarious. Have you ever seen one?
Maybe one or two in my day. Well, there's this poor guy. He's a Canadian paraplegic, actually, and somehow fractured his penis. He's suing doctors over a botched diagnosis that ended up leaving the thing 1 inch shorter. And
bummer.
And he says it ruined his marriage.
1 inch. Now, is that in lady measurement or man measurement? Because, I
think this is clinical.
Clinical. So we're not talking about a couple centimeters, an actual inch.
Yeah, it might even be half its regular size if you're going with the man math. But listen to this. Here's what he's asking for. You think he'd ask for like $1 million. He wants $142,000.
Oh.
He says, this has caused a greater impact on my life than when I lost the use of my legs.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather lose the ability to walk than the ability to.
Well.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer.
Well, yeah. So
see what the judge says.
His wife left him, too.
Well,
so maybe throw in a wife, too.
All right. Now, you know, all of this, as tragic as it sounds, pales in comparison to what Jay is going to tell us.
It is, Phil. It is a sad day in Southern California. I am a huge fast food kind of guy.
I can tell that.
Oh, thanks, Phil. That was really sweet of you.
You walked right into the bus. I mean, what can you do?
I love the burger. I love the fries. But this is a tragic day. In-N-Out's famous, world famous, double-double is now going to cost you $3.45. The price has gone up 15 cents, Phil.
Why? Oh.
15 cents.
That's it. I refuse to eat double-doubles anymore.
For 15 cents?
I'm just kidding. I love them. They could charge another 50 cents. They could charge another $2. I'd still buy them.
You couldn't pay me to eat one of those.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
You're the anti-In-N-Out chick. I forgot.
I am so the anti-In-N-Out chick. Anything that comes with default with Thousand Island dressing on it as the default, I'm out.
What are you, the brioche bun kind of gal?
Maybe.
Well, evidently.
Although I do like pie and burger. I like just the plain old, cheeseburger, and I like the fancy stuff, but In-N-Out just doesn't float my boat. Sorry.
Wow. Their hamburgers and cheeseburgers have also gone up 10 cents, and the cost of a soda will cost you 5 cents more.
I think we need to move the newsroom to Nevada.
Yeah, you think?
Where they don't have any In-N-Outs.
Yeah, evidently, it's basically they're blaming it.
Yeah, they do. They have
the
In-N-Outs in Nevada.
Where?
Vegas.
Oh, Vegas?
Yeah, they do.
One in Vegas.
Okay.
Soaring costs of core ingredients like dairy and beef are just going through the roof, so they're like, hey, we need to make money. So the double-double will now cost you 15 cents more.
All right.
Sad day.
Chris, we're going to hear from you on the big World Cup Mexico versus Brazil match in a little bit. We understand that it has been played. I think it's been completed. Don't say anything yet, but we're going to give people time to resolve their feelings about this and decide whether or not they want to hear the score of the game. We're going to give them a little break on that. But coming up next... are we going to another war in Iraq? This is a big deal as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria marches its way on a bloody takeover of Iraq. The U.S. is sending troops and sea power. What's next for America in that region? Is it even worth our while getting involved again? Well, we speak with an expert who's in Iraq next, right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports... speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. I'm Phil. We have Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Campidonia, and Chris Martin. And we continue on here. We're attempting to make contact with Sami Rasooli. He's the founder of the Muslim Peacemaker Teams. He's in Iraq, and we're trying to establish a Skype call. Do we have him now? If not, we can move on and continue to try. No, we don't have him. Okay, just the same, we have plenty to talk about. And today, Mexico and host country Brazil playing their first match in, this is the Group A, I believe, in the World Cup. And Chris, you have the final score.
The final score is 0-0, Phil, so not extremely exciting.
No, that's not.
People would have liked.
How does that work with the point system now?
Yeah, that is so confusing.
Well, it's actually pretty simple the way I understand it. You get three points for a win. You get 1 point for a tie. So right now, Brazil and Mexico in Group A both have a total of 4 points, each having a win and a tie. We have 3 points, by the way, in Group G.
So USA is ahead of Mexico and Brazil.
Neither of those. Well,
no, that's their second game.
Yeah,
okay.
That's their second game.
I was
game.
Paying attention.
You were.
Not really.
Nope.
Big soccer fan right here.
Well, I know a bunch of the guys I work with in the morning, they were watching the game on a big screen.
Were they?
A lot of us here in California are excited to watch Mexico as well as U.S. play. So
yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Large fan group.
And I was trying to catch you in a little mistake there, but it was actually me making the mistake because I wasn't paying attention. But Chris, I know you have a great weight on your shoulders. And you want to purge your soul of your transgressions.
Boy.
And we're talking about a couple of egregious errors you made in reporting sports stories on this program.
Yes.
Errors we can't understand. And frankly, you should have lost sleep over this. But now, you are ready to explain it all and free yourself from the burden of knowing how badly you screwed up. Is that right?
Yes, Phil, that is right. As a matter of fact, I have a prepared statement right here, and I would like to read that to you in the audience.
Okay, yes, please do.
Awesome.
Oh, boy.
I have made a couple of mistakes recently, and I wanted to clear my conscience and, most importantly, the show's reputation. Phil, Jay, and Jennifer had no idea when they hired me that I was of minimal intelligence, and they cannot be held responsible for my actions. First of all, yesterday I said Tony Gwynn was a longtime Oakland Athletic instead of a San Diego Padre.
Really?
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I will not make any excuses for this mishap, but I will say this. It is just rude to make that kind of mistake. It's discourteous to you in the audience, to the team here in the studio, and to every sports fan everywhere when I can't get my simple facts straight. Tony Gwynn is a legend of baseball, and his fans, friends, and family all deserve an accurate recounting of his legacy, especially from a wannabe journalist with negligible talent and minimal comprehension skills like myself.
In your defense, you weren't here for most of it. I mean, you're just a kid.
That was fantastic.
Thank you, Jen. Yeah. I love you too. I want you to know that.
But he's not done being discourteous
There's
to himself.
There's more.
There's more.
Okay.
Secondly, on Friday, I said Game 5 of the NHL Stanley Cup final was at Madison Square Gardens. Now, adding the S to garden is sacrilegious enough, but saying the game was in New York when it was LA is just ridiculous. Ponderous, even. Again, I will not make any excuses other than to say that I realize that I am noticeably slower than the average human, and therefore I need to work harder and longer to understand and relay basic concepts.
Hey, you got that right.
I understand this about myself. And I want to say this, in all honesty, making those mistakes do eat me alive inside at night. They do keep me awake. Things like this erode any minimal credibility I may have built as a journalist, and I will be working harder, to make up for my limited capabilities,
Chris,
and deliver you guys at least an accurate accounting of things.
This is rejuvenating for you, is it not?
It feels good. It feels really good. It feels like a weight off my shoulders.
Did Gloria Allred write that for you?
Oh, no, but what that reminds me of is I do need to, is it Helene?
Helene?
Helene, what's her last name?
Elliot.
No, Helene Elliot. I want to apologize to her because she heard me say Madison Square Garden.
We only went over that like 17 times before the show, Chris.
Oh, it's a lot of names to keep track of. But she heard me say Madison Square Gardens, and it was not funny.
I love you, but you're a doofus.
Thank you.
Like a total doofus.
He's good looking.
Oh, see? There it is.
He's still good looking.
That's modern media in a nutshell, is it not?
We have to keep pointing it out because this is radio.
Like a Kardashian.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that was a big... All right.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Yes, thank you, Chris, and you're forgiven until the next time.
Yeah, give it. We still got how much longer in the show?
A fair amount.
Let's take bets.
And feel free to jump on me if I make mistakes.
Now, I hate to segue into this next story, Jay, from Chris's apology. There's no relationship whatsoever, but this is a story on a campus, and one of those school rules where they have a zero tolerance, even when it comes to the special needs kids.
Yeah, from one touch to the next. So an 8-year-old special needs student has been expelled for rolling up a piece of paper and then pretending to shoot a classmate. Pew, pew, pew. Yes, I said pew. So the school said they have a zero tolerance policy. Get them out of here. So the parents are upset. Here's the thing. It's like, look, he's a special needs kid. We need to, really nurture him. That's why we have them in this school. Let's see if we can, break him of these violent tendencies. The parents paid $120,000 in tuition so far.
That's a lot.
And the school will not refund it.
Wow.
Yeah. So get your kid out of here. We don't want him. Sorry. No, you paid for the experience. So long.
Yeah, that's not right. And Chris, you have a story at another school where it sounds like a serious lapse in judgment, but perhaps this has been going on and finally somebody found out about it. Tell us about this.
Well, it's actually an entire school district up at Washington State. Parents are growing more upset because of the district school's form of discipline. What they're doing is they're using isolation rooms, Phil, otherwise known as scream rooms. These are like... small padded rooms, and they'll stick the kids in there. They're using them for special needs kids also, which is causing a little bit of an uproar. So they're closet-sized padded rooms. Children often with special needs are sent in there for cool-off periods, sometimes for several hours at a time and without bathroom breaks. This is Bellevue School District in Washington State.
It really is not a bad idea when you think about it on the surface, because some of the kids, they get so wrapped up and rambunctious and they can't control their emotions. And then the second a school employee holds them down or tries to stop them from hitting another student, now the school district sued because an employee touched the student. So, you're kind of like in a catch-22, right?
There's no good solution.
Well, that's true.
And it's probably going to stay intact. They're just going to minimize the amount of time you can put it in there, and they're going to rewrite some of it because some of the parents are saying the terms of this agreement are too vague, and it might even allow room for handcuffs, pepper spray, or even tasers.
Oh, my God.
So they're going to rewrite it. But
no.
And then it's 15 minutes they can be in there for, 24-hour notice to the parents. And so
my
there's some
goodness.
Rules around it.
All right. And I want to close the circle here with the last handful of stories, including your apology, Chris. And I don't know what's going on with our education system here in the United States, but our new Miss USA, Nia Sanchez.
Yes.
Doesn't even know the capital of Nevada, the state which she represented in the pageant.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
She got stumped by a radio host who asked her to name it. Of course, it's Carson City, by the way, for those of you who remember. There's a controversy over whether she faked her Nevada residency to enter the pageant, but both she and pageant officials say it's all above board. But she was asked on this radio show, not this one, but a radio show, and she couldn't answer. By the way, it was the Todd Show on WPLJ in New York.
Oh, the Todd Show.
Oh, that's big time.
Okay.
Is it?
Did she take a stab at it at least?
Yeah.
I mean, if she said Reno, that's at least close.
No, let's see. What did she say?
I think she said something.
She couldn't name it. She said when the host reminded her that it was Carson City, she said, quote, "Thank you. I was going to say that. I was like that one DJ host on MTV back in the day. His name, that's how I always remembered it." She was talking about Carson Daly, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Oh, back in the day.
Oh, boy.
Carson Daly. Yeah, but she's attractive, Phil.
That's right. See?
Closing the circle once again. I love that. All right, Jennifer, you have a story. Yesterday we had the evangelicals playing soccer against the prostitutes, and today you have a bunch of angry nuns. What are they angry about?
The poor things. The sisters, a convent of nuns in suburban Chicago, has filed a lawsuit against one of their neighbors, a strip club.
What? How dare they?
The strip club is playing that oomch, 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 oomch while the nuns are trying to pray. It's called Club Allure Chicago.
Of course it
and,
is.
And, yeah, they're really upset. They filed their lawsuit on Friday about zoning laws and all that kind of stuff, requiring a 1,000-foot buffer between adult entertainment and places of worship.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you very much for that. And we will genuflect and move on to the next segment, where we will continue to attempt to reach our expert in Iraq. Sometimes the internet fails us from shore to shore, but we will continue that. And also, what if you ran out of gas and there was something in your glove box that could get you an extra 30 miles? Would you be happy about that? Well, we're going to tell you about it because it actually exists. And that's next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. We have a website, philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Twitter at As We See It Show. Visit early and often. In fact, we have a new store at the website.
Store?
Yes, and later in the program, we have another author on the program, and her book comes out later this year, and you can pre-order it at our store.
You definitely want to check out the cover, I'll tell you that much.
Ooh, see, how about that for a tease? Now, we did tease something that is useful to you if you're ever stuck in your car out of gas. You thought you could get to work on fumes, but you were wrong, bucko. We have something Chris uncovered. And we're certain it's accurate because we checked his sources before we allowed him to come back on the air with us. Tell us about Magic Tank.
So brutal.
Magic Tank. If you have range anxiety on how far your gas tank will make it, you're going to want to pick up a half gallon of Magic Tank. This is a new product. It's a fuel, spare fuel in a half gallon tank. It'll actually get your car another 29 or 30 miles, anywhere between 20 and 30 miles. What they did is they took out some of the combustible components in it, like butane, and now they brought the flash point up. So if you keep it in the trunk of your car, it's not just going to spontaneously combust. Actually, they claim that you could pour it right onto a match and nothing would happen. It's not flammable.
Well, you pour gasoline on a match, nothing will happen either.
That's true.
You got to still get some kind of friction.
Yeah.
But they mean a lit match. Is that what they're talking about?
They're talking about a lit match. Yeah, pour it onto a lit match and nothing.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can start a fire like that.
Because I was sensing another apology coming from
that. Right. All right. From a lit match. Now,
there we go.
Now,
I think Phil should apologize.
Well, I should. But I don't think I'm testing that theory anyway. Are you?
I would give it a try.
Would you really?
Yeah, if you let me do it here in studio.
No.
No.
No. Mike says,
Fire marshal might have something to say about that.
So you have to make sure your car's warmed up. It wouldn't work if, like, your car was sitting all night. It's only for if you run out of gas. The engine's still got to be warm in order for it to be effective. But Magic Gas. Check it out. Magic Tank.
Magic Tank. Yep. All right. You know what else is magic? All the talk we've had about drones lately. Flying in the air, delivering packages, spying on soccer teams. But apparently drones are already yesterday's news, Jay.
Evidently, yes. The East Coast is using blimps.
Blimps?
So check this out.
That's so old school.
Maryland is now using these blimps, and they're basically, they look like toys. They look like giant Goodyears, but they're only about 10 feet long and about 3 feet wide. So not too big, but they look like a toy. and they put them high up in the sky, and basically they're being used. They're actually being used in the Caribbean right now to look for enemy ships coming ashore, and they're basically radar blimps, and it's to make sure that nobody's going to attack the East Coast. The anti-cruise missiles and unarmed aircraft, anything, boats coming across, drug runners, whatever comes to the I don't know what goes to Maryland, but any bad guys out there, they have a radar for up to 50 miles.
Well, you think about it. Maryland's right there in the Beltway, as they call it. You get around Annapolis, that area, you're not far from the Pentagon or the White House, for that matter.
Well, there you go. If you're going to attack the Pentagon by boat, more power to you. But good luck getting past the blimp.
Yeah, right. Okay. Jennifer should have done this story right after the magic tank. Because mm-hmm. it was automobile related.
But, oh, yeah. I love this story.
Tell me about this guy.
This is a guy from New Mexico who is blind, and he recently got an auto mechanics degree. He's out looking for a job right now. Isn't that cool?
Wait, what?
He can't see, but he's an auto mechanic. And I've actually seen guys like this work. There was one of these guys up in, I believe, in Santa Barbara or Ventura County who would work on cars. And he just had sort of this sixth sense because he was so good at hearing those things. He's, my car's making this noise. Here's what it is. He could hear what was wrong with your car.
You know what? Good mechanics can do that.
Yeah,
right?
He could fix it too. Like, friend of mine was around.
Friend of mine was a good mechanic in high school and later, and I think he bought a couple of tow trucks and kind of followed along that line. And I drove up. I saw him out in front of his house. Drove up to say hello, and my engine was running. And he said, hold on a second. And he listened for a second. He said, you know what? You've got a problem with your rocker arms. You really should get that looked at.
What?
That's crazy.
Rocker arms.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
So does this really, like, ring true, the myth that if you lose one sense, all your other senses get stronger?
Yeah, it really does. And it happens really quickly. I have a friend whose son was born sightless, no sight, no eyes, no optic nerve, nothing. And he has that radar thing where he can tell when things are in, does that clicking noise, and he can hear the echoes bounce off things. So he knows where stuff is. He's like a bat. It's great. I mean, it's amazing to watch this kid walk around.
So, and I'm sorry, but if you're working with the mechanic guy and he's underneath the car and he's like, hey, can you give me that 3/16 wrench? Would you just hand him a baseball bat just to goof with him?
Oh, you know, I'm sure no one's ever done that to him before.
Oh.
But he can do it all. He can tackle brake jobs, shocks, water power steering pumps, alternators. He can change hoses. I mean, he just won't
drive the car when he's done with the work.
Right. And
promise
you know what?
Me that.
I gotta tell you though, yes. Phil, the mechanic that we did a feature story on up in Ventura County actually took a few laps around a track in it with a guy.
Whoa, cool.
In the passenger seat, kind of telling it, you know, he could drive it too, but he needed a guy in the passenger seat.
Wow.
Telling him how many degrees to steer and how far away he was from each curve. So yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
for
thanks for that story. That's uplifting. A little random Disney fact for you. Disney World and Disneyland employees who dress up as characters and walk around the parks have to go through special training to learn how to do their character's correct autograph.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
How fun is that?
It's like you have to learn how to forge Minnie Mouse's signature.
I didn't even know that there was a signature.
Right. Well, neither did I, but just the same. If Mickey or Minnie have a joint bank account, checking account,
they
better worry.
Yeah, right.
About some of these employees. But they're trained even to a higher level, aren't they, Jay?
They are. And this, I read this and I couldn't even believe it. All the characters from Toy Story, so like Woody and Buzz Lightyear, they have been trained. So if they're out walking around the park and they hear, look out, here comes Andy, who was the actual character in the Toy Story movie.
Or the evil kid.
No, well, he was the kid who owned Woody and Buzz Lightyear. He was
not the evil
next-door neighbor.
He's the happy, friendly kid.
He's the friendly kid, right.
Yeah.
If somebody yells, look out, here comes Andy, they drop in place.
Really?
Like they would do in the movies.
Because they're supposed to be toys.
They're toys, and they don't want to be found out by Andy, that they are living, breathing things.
So these are the characters with the dirty costumes.
Yeah, right? I know, exactly.
Don't you think there are some unruly teenagers that just have these guys rolling around on the floor all day?
Of course they do. Hey, look out, here comes Andy. And they wait a minute, and then when they pop back up, hey, here comes Andy. Oh, we got him again. Bunch of punks.
Yeah, I'll say. All right, one more story. Chris,
yeah.
Starbucks. If you work for Starbucks... And well, you just tell me what's going on there.
You can get an education. You can get a college education while working at Starbucks. It was announced today that they're going to offer full and part-time employees a 2-year tuition, which is great. They're signing up a partnership with Arizona State University online. So you go online for the program, for their 2-year program, and you can choose from more than 40 undergrad degrees, limited to business classes, of course. Apparently that's where Starbucks is focusing your education.
So they want you to come back around and stay with Starbucks and become a manager.
Yeah.
Maybe open up your own Starbucks.
Franchise.
Well, that's what's cool about it. There is no strings attached. So you don't have to stay with the company if you use their free college program. The CEO, Howard Schultz, says you just can't continue to leave your people behind and only focus on shareholder value. And he feels that the partnership will be a benefit that they don't even understand how well this is going to benefit them down the line.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that
man.
Is. And it's all free.
All free, 135,000 employees will be eligible for it. They don't know how much, they don't know how many are going to sign up yet, but they're assuming $30,000 value per partner.
I'll tell you what else is free, listening to this program, and you're going to get your own six-pack. You're going to get into shape, and it's as easy as downloading an app to your smartphone. Well, then, of course, you have to do the work, but this one makes it easy. And you're going to hear all about it with fitness coach and author Jennifer Cohen. She joins us next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends, and we thank you very much for tuning in to KFWB News Talk 980. This program airs every weekday at 2, and we want to get you into shape, into better shape. You look great. Honestly, you really do. But you can do better. Joining us live is a fitness coach, author of the new book, Strong is the New Skinny, Jennifer Cohen. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, and we posted your book in the new store at philhewlettandfriends.com because it can be pre-ordered. And I want to ask you about the book a little later in our conversation, but today you are here to tell us about something called the Hot 5 app. What is that?
I sure am. It's a fitness app that was specially made for everybody of all fitness levels, and all the workouts are broken into chunks of 5 minutes each. So if you only have 5 minutes a day, or if you want to stack them and have like 20 minutes of a workout, it's really kind of, you can really kind of create your own workout based on your time and fitness level.
Can you get a good burn in 5 minutes?
You sure can. And remember, 5 minutes is better than 0 minutes.
Is this something that we do in the gym?
You could do it. I mean, listen, the idea is it's mobile, so you can really do it anywhere, anytime. If you don't have a gym membership, it's ideal because you could do it in your living room. You could do it outside. A lot of people do it in the gym because they like to, let's say, do some cardiovascular stuff, and then afterwards they end with a 5-minute ab workout.
Describe what you see on the app.
You have the way it's basically designed. Let me give you some background.
Yeah.
The CEO of the company, his name is Vlad. He is
of course it is. I am here to pump. You up.
Vlad.
Yes.
Yeah, he is a design genius, really. He's an award-winning designer. And really, he's created a very simple, user-friendly design. So you go onto the app, and you have all different categories. You can pick from abs and core, butt and legs, you know, muscle and strength. And then from there, you see all the different, you can preview all the different workouts available. And once you find one that suits your needs, and it gives you even the ability to see which ones are harder, which ones are easier, you just tap it, and then you get going.
So are you watching? Is there a human on there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're all everyone on there, including me. We're all personal trainers who, you know, everyone there is a fitness professional, and you're working out with the person, and it's designed, the production level is so high that's what kind of really sets us apart from all the other apps out there. I really believe that is that the production quality, the user friendliness, just the simplicity is just really makes it for people who aren't technically savvy.
May I ask a guy question? Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm on your website, jennifercohen.com, and you said you're in the app?
I sure am.
So I can put you in my living room?
You sure can.
Okay, the guy question is, are all the other trainers as hot as you? Because I kind of want to hook you up to the big screen and work out in the living room.
Here we go.
Like, that's a motivation alone.
Well,
that sports bra thing
Good
on
question,
the cover
Jay.
Of your... The sports bra on the cover of your book is... unbelievable.
Oh, gosh. My God, can I hire you? I mean, you're really...
Yes, as a matter of fact, you can. I will carry your books to school. It does not matter.
Well, I suspect he'll work for free.
You're very sweet, and I will let you know I'm probably the ugliest of all the trainers on there, unfortunately, for myself. But but thank you for saying that. I think that, I guess, the idea probably from, I mean, you can ask, you know, the CEO himself, but I believe that it's motivation and inspirational, aspirational to look at people who have worked super hard to be fit and you work along with them. Now, I really do appreciate your words. You're very kind, but it's a lot of hard work because I love to eat and I really have to counterbalance it with something.
Well, it's a constant battle.
It's very obvious that you work at it. Very obvious.
Now, how do you keep track of progress with this app?
You can do a few different things. Really, I mean, to be honest with you, what I like about it is that you can actually, as you get better, you see yourself. It's for time versus repetition. So, a lot of people who are just getting started, you know, let's say they put on the five minute workout, and it's challenging, you know, because each exercise in that 5 minute block is 1 minute long. Right? So you got to do every move for 1 minute. So a lot of people can struggle at the beginning. So you can see yourself getting better based on how many repetitions you can do within that minute. And then truly the best way to really, really do all this is like journal and keep a log for yourself.
Yeah.
So you can see your progressions with everything, with diet, with fitness. And that really helps people keep people motivated.
And then have your friends come over and look at the big screen of shot of you, Jennifer Cohen, on Jay's big screen. And then Jay stands next to the TV and then they can say, okay, let's gauge your progress based on the comparison.
Yeah, burger eating fat Italian versus personal trainer. I don't
Hard
think
body.
There's much comparison.
Jennifer, iPhone and Android, right?
Eating Jewish girl, so I have my genetics like everybody else that I have to kind of sometimes fight for. So you too can do it.
Yes, Jennifer Cohen, iPhone and Android, right?
iPhone, and actually this one, Hot 5 is iPhone, iPad.
iPad, not Android yet.
Not on Android yet.
But maybe soon. Hot 5.
It will be on very soon.
All right, now tell me about your new book. It hits stores in September, right?
It does, September the 16th, which so happens to be my birthday.
Oh.
And it's, as you know, it's called Strong as a New Skinny, and it's really about maximizing your power from within and getting to the next level of fitness and really kind of making sure that every minute counts. And it's really it's a complete program. It's not just about fitness. It's a big component is diet and mental fortitude. So it's really all three of those things.
And Jay's in love with the cover, so there's your
and
endorsement.
I love that workout bra, too. I want to know where you got that.
Oh, gosh. I think that, you know what? I'm not sure which one. I think that's a Lululemon.
It looks like a Lululemon. I was going to say, see,
so was
dig
I.
You
all right,
too.
Interview
I
over.
Know,
goodbye.
It is.
Jay, Lululemon, they're the ones that make the see-through
pants.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan of those.
Yeah, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, well, so is a lot of men, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's this season, the bra, unfortunately. I'm so sorry to tell you.
Yeah, and pre-order Strong as the New Skinny on the store page at philhewlettandfriends.com. And we have a link to the Hot 5 website, which I believe is hot5.co. And that's at philhewlettandfriends.com on the links page. So we have you covered.
And you can just go to the iTunes store as well and just download it.
Okay, one quick question, and I'll make this more about the app than how hot you are. Do the trainers sit there and tell you, come on, come on, let's go, keep going? Because I literally want to punch my trainer in the face when that happens.
Right. I mean, not in that annoying way. So what happens is it's all the way you're working out with them, and they're doing a lot of, like, come on, you can do it. But it's kind of in a more subtle, smooth way than what you have. Like, it's not in a very drill sergeant-y type of way. You really have to download it and see the smoothness of it.
Okay.
Because what it's like, I can't stress enough how the production value is just so high, where it really kind of adds to the experience.
It's the Hot 5 app, and we'll check it out on your word, Jennifer Cohen. A pleasure to speak with you. And
pleasure speaking to you.
And we'll continue the battle between the food and the, you know, the gut and the workout along with you. Because now that we know you're struggling, we feel better.
Good. The struggle's real, man.
Thanks. You go, girl.
Thank you, Jennifer Cohen. And Jennifer, if you could, Jennifer Bjorklund, if you could quickly, you have about 30 seconds to tell us about this developer who made a big oopsie.
Oh, this is so great. He accidentally built a $1.8 million waterfront house on parkland.
What?
And now, yes, he built it on a national park, and now he has to remove it. Yeah, yeah, can you believe that? So, and guess what the developer is called?
What?
420 Corp.
Oh, fantastic. That's
phenomenal. They started building the house in 2009 and didn't notice that it was, like,
he's not the only one in the chain of command here. I mean, the local building inspectors and the planning department and all of that.
Yeah, man, just like, go ahead and build it over there, dude.
Yeah,
it's
over
totally
there.
Fine,
it's not just a little bit over the line. It's entirely on the parkland.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, man. Hey, we love your feedback. We have an email address. It's feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. At Twitter, we're @AsWeSeeItShow. And on Facebook, facebook.com/PhilHewlettAndFriends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our associate producer, Nick Wright. Our theme song, which you are listening to right now, is performed and composed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, for Jay Capadonia, and for Chris Martin with the awesome Mea Culpa today.
Yeah.
I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.